Harvey, described as an amused resident, who's quoted as saying, "It thinks it's a road because it ain't got a brain."
My head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
Well, two surprising things for me today on Radio Parallax is, one, Douglas, taking your word for kayaking in the bay and the muck, have you been there? That we take your word for trying to walk out, unfortunately. And then the other part is, I can't remember. Guess it doesn't matter. We are coming up to the end of this show. Hopefully Douglas will have Lee McIntyre or McIntyre on the show before the election, and maybe some of those other people as well. He and I did have a chat last night, and he was looking to have the new host of Planetary Radio as a guest. So that would be kind of interesting as well. We are at the 9 o'clock hour. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM and streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Let's get the nut hatch up and running for you. Yes, that is the nut hatch. It is by the band Tumble, and it is off their CD Waves. They are out of the Nevada County area, one of our local Sacramento scene musician bands. And speaking of that, welcome to Sac Scene for this week. And I want to thank you for joining me as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento independent music scene, a show where, for the next 30 minutes, I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where we might catch them playing around the greater Sacramento region by presenting snippets of the KDVS event calendar on what's going on around the greater Sacramento indie scene for this, what are we, second week of July here on KDVS Davis. But before we dive into Sac Scene, I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, I thought I was going to have somebody joining me for a special Sac Scene to talk about a couple bands, but they don't appear to be here at this time. So what I am going to do is just start off playing those bands for you. And we'll be back and catch you up with that after we're done.
getting harder to express myself without breaking down. When I open my chest, something old comes out. Anxiously in therapy, that's what I talk about. Everyone likes to hurt me. I just turn around. Something about turning the other cheek. Where's this world inhabited by the meek? Stepped away, who knows how long. Riding in circles, come back to the same song. Dreamed of none in spite. Coming, but I'll stay the same. That's what I like telling myself. Put me in a wooden basket, spread me somewhere quiet, somewhere like Lake Washington. I'd have no more secrets to keep.
I am back. The song is going to fade out in the background, and I am so lucky to have with me Cool Dog Records in here right now, because what we had just heard is Kunikos Pantina. Is that how you say it?
Or Patina.
Is it? Patina. Mm-hmm. And the July Effect, which this individual who's sitting with me right now, and I'll let them introduce themselves. And why don't you take it away while I run upstairs and go let local bylaws into the station.
I will, all right? Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Izzy from the July Effect. Used to release music under my own name and have recently pivoted to choose, you know, a sort of moniker. Just want to talk a little bit about the music that we just heard. Up first on that block was Get a Grip by Kunikos off of their album Fester. Off of her solo album, she recorded that, not solo album, an EP called Fester, recorded all by themselves. I have an interview with them in KDVations, which you can see online if that interests you, if you feel so inclined to check that out. After that was Grave of the Fireflies, Maria's House demo from Patina, who is a new artist here at Cool Dog Records. And next after that was Right Now by the July Effect, by me. Yeah, that one is a demo. A lot of demos around here. We're, you know, just getting started. Actually, Right Now is a fairly old demo. I think I recorded that last year and just kind of abandoned it. Because I don't know why I abandoned it. But I recently just put it out on Bandcamp. Along with, like, I want to say 3 other demos. But, yeah, I am Izzy. I run Cool Dog Records with my co-runner Maven from all the way in Stockton. And I'm here to talk with Muse about some upcoming events, about some of the artists, and just to have a good time. I love KDVS. Cool Dog Records loves KDVS. That is a known fact around here. And so I'm very excited to be on the air actually talking about it. Because, I don't know if I can say this, but I have my own show. But can't talk about it there. But I'm not the DJ today.
But I can talk about the show. Sorry, just ran back into the studio, and I do have my dog with me because my air conditioner went out last night. So if you hear that jingles in the background, that's some Jaeger. So anyway, there's this pretty cool show that I think is happening by Cool Dog Records Presents. We just went over who's going to be on the lineup, a bunch of cool cats and kittens. July 13th, starting at 6 p.m., down in Stockton at 40 South Union Street.
The Hatch Workshop.
The Hatch Workshop. I thought the address looked familiar, but I didn't see the name there. Donations are accepted if you have Coin of the Realm with you.
Yep.
And all the proceeds will be donated to the Palestine Children Relief Fund. So that's very cool.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. So none of the bands are taking anything. They're all donating their time. That is so cool. I love it when people do something for a cause like this.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Well, we had been planning this for a while because this is a first. I don't think I've announced this yet, but we are all working on a split EP with the same plan. Whatever we make on streaming revenue or Bandcamp, we will be donating to the same the Palestine Children's Relief Fund.
That is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Izzy, for doing things like that.
Oh, thank you. But I just really thought especially with everything going on, I really wanted to do something. And, anything little helps. So
everything helps.
Everything helps.
In helping stop a genocide and mm-hmm. to have democracy continue.
Right.
Which we can get into so much more about. That is an all-ages thing. It will be happening Saturday night, July 13th, starting at 6 p.m. in Stockton at the Hatch Center there. That's 40 South Union Street for Palestine Children Relief Fund. So donations are accepted at the door, and this is presented by those hip folks over at Cool Dog Records.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get into some more music because I do have more music. I do want to share with you all about other artists that are playing in our area. And the next 3 up are all singer-songwriters from the Sacramento Valley. They're all featured in The Sound, which is a thing that Nine Fingers puts out for the community a couple times a year. This is issue number 2. It's called Loving is Easy. You can find it on Bandcamp if you like it. And you know what? You can leave Coin of the Realm there if you would like. Each one of the artists has donated their music to this. They have ways that you can play the music. It is either set out in charts or words or
just with the chord changes. And I think it's a pretty cool thing that Nine does to help.
This
elevate.
Is fantastic. This is the first time seeing this, and this
is
this really cool.
Oh, it is so cool. And I've met some of the most wonderful people at these open mics. And so let me share this with you, and you decide for yourself.
Honey, I'm hungry, but there's nothing to eat. I think I'll call out and order Chinese. She says, don't you do it.
Carry all the weight, but I have all the people I don't like. I try to give it up all the damn time. So far I'm doing great with the meaning, finding places to forget that I'm healing. Your advice was like a brick from the ceiling. Gotta think, I wanna feel like this all the time.
Called Me and You. I don't care what they say. I'm gonna do it my way. That's just the way I feel today. I don't care what they do, what they try to prove. That's not the way I feel about you. I don't care what they say. I'm gonna do it my way. That's just the way I feel today. I don't care what they do, what they try to prove. That's not the way I feel about you. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. I don't care how they pray. I'm gonna talk to you my way. That's just the way I feel these days. I don't care what they do, what they try to prove. All I know is I'm in love with me and you.
All right, I'm going to slide back in here real quick and catch us up on what we've been listening to. The song we're listening to right now is Me and You. And as I said, these three songs are from The Sound, and it's Loving is Easy. It was the second version that Nine Fingers has put out. And this is done by Songs in the Key of Leslie. Prior to that, we have Tyler Vernon. Is that how you say it? Vernon?
That's right.
Vernon. Okay. And their song, Easy. And we opened up the this little mini set with that great banjo picking by Chuck Heery, and that song is My Favorite Dish. I'm going to fast forward into some Sarah Rywich right now, who will be having a show coming up soon, and let's get that going. And as she is singing in the background, I would just like to let you know that I do have a I'll do that in the next segment. I'll just squeeze them both in there for my PSAs, or maybe it'll just be at the end. Anyway, we're listening to Sarah Rywich's single, Poison in My Head. She'll be playing at Space in Between Art Gallery the second Saturday from 6:30 until 10 p.m. She's going to be part of a number of other female performers, producers of art, which are being highlighted there at a Space Between. If you want to check that out, if you would like, on Instagram, it would be at A the letter A, underscore, space in between, one word, if you'd like to find out more information about this night filled with female-produced art. And that would be at, space in between, art gallery. And then if we have time, we're going to listen to some Beard Picker. Safety Meetings is the work that has just been, well, it hasn't even been released yet. We're going to listen to the song Summertime. They're playing live at Movement Brewing Company in Rancho Cordova with Mae McCoy from 6 until 9 p.m. And that is over there at, I can't remember. Oh, Rancho Cordova on Trade Center Drive. Yes. And they'll be playing there. And I will get to that also during the event calendar time during our next show. We do have half of local bylaw, right? Yes. Okay. You guys don't have to be so quiet.
Yeah.
We can all be on air.
Hello. Yes. I'm Ginger.
And Ginger and Tyler will be starting at about 9:30. So up until that time, I do have Sarah Rywich, and I do need to squeeze this public service announcement in there for you as well. And that's what we're going to do.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
How can I let love in again?
Yes, I guess, you know, it's going by too fast. I thought I couldn't even speak for 5 minutes worth of time, but Izzy was here to help me out as I ran up the stairs, and we were able to fill the time more than enough. What we're listening to right now in the background is Beard Picker. Summertime is the name of the song, and they will be playing at Movement Brewing Company in Rancho Cordova, and that will be... Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to get to that when they're going to be playing there exactly. And that will be in during right now in the Earworm's Garden. But before we get to that, I'd like to quickly wrap up and thank you for tuning in today and giving me a chance to share the sounds of what make up our local sax scene. My continued gratitude and appreciation to the artists and bands who are sharing their music and events with us so that we can share them with you here on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. If you would like to follow up on anything you've heard on today's show, I do have links back to all the artists in the calendar section of themusesyndicate.com. Plus, I have a number of links back to community resources for harm reduction and ways to assist us in creating safer spaces for ourselves and our loved ones. And if you're looking to go out and explore the scene, there is an event calendar on themusesyndicate.com, or you can just go to Instagram and at themusesyndicate. I have links back to the calendar there as well. So yes, we have Beard Picker playing in the background, and up next is the Earworms Garden, where our guest today is Local Bylaws. But before we get to that, I would like to let you know, you are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California and beyond, since we are on that wide worldwide web. Welcome to the Earworms Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by half of Local Bylaws. And please introduce yourselves, grab the mic, kind of, you know, bring it around to where you're almost eating an apple, just so that we've got good levels going in. So okay. Please go ahead.
Hey, I'm Ginger, and I'm the singer, and I write the lyrics for Local Bylaws.
And I'm Tyler, the drummer, and sometimes guitarist.
Oh, and sometimes guitarist. At the same, I mean, during the same show?
Only in the studio, yeah.
Oh, in the studio.
Well, for a stint, he was like the lead guitarist, but then he decided he was serving us better as the drummer, which he totally is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's awesome.
The,
mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Like
he doesn't track? He doesn't keep the beat. We keep up with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't play steady, but I play fast.
Oh, no, okay. Good.
Well, he plays fast and interesting. He's got like that ADHD flow, and we love it. It goes with the vocals.
Okay,
it's pretty awesome. It's,
oh, that was
there.
Way
we go.
Better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank oh yeah, you. I should yes. know how to use a microphone.
So if you get a little closer to the microphone, then it's way more better for the broadcast. What's the origin story of Local Bylaws?
Well, do you want to tell or me tell?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, it was early 2021. The world was a cesspool. And we were super, everybody was depressed and lonely, and we needed some art in our lives.
Okay.
And I was living in Davis. I had just moved here from LA. And I was really culture shocked, and also it was the pandemic.
How could you be culture shocked from LA to Davis? They're both flat.
Ah! I lived in Santa Monica,
oh, okay.
And I was a surfer, so okay. I was like, you know, with a fish without water, literally.
Yes, yes.
And also, nobody, like, I couldn't meet people, so it was super lonely. But it's all good now. I love
now,
it. It's amazing now. But I ended up going to San Francisco because I met these dudes on the internet. We were like, let's start a band. And